Hello, listeners, and welcome back to The Science of Self, where you improve your life from the inside out. I'm glad today to welcome another guest to the podcast, Elliot Phillips. Elliot, tell us about yourself, and we'll see where the conversation goes from there.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me, first of all, Russell. So yeah, my name is Elliot Phillips. I'm a former PE teacher from the UK, and since leaving teaching in 2015, I launched a business where we help teachers, so classroom teachers, academic teachers, grow their own online tutoring businesses so that we can transform the way that teachers educate the world and help them, the future generations, on their own terms. So you mentioned I'm an author. I've got a best-selling book, Teaching on Your Own Terms. And most of our clientele is US-based. We just came off the back of a big event that we held in Denver most recently, a couple of weeks ago, in mid-June. And the business has grown extremely well since COVID, and we're really passionate about helping teachers, you know, become entrepreneurs, helping them, you know, improve how they think about things, how they think about business, and ultimately impact more students. And I think that's the essence of the book, right? Is getting around, or part of it, getting around people who are also doing well, who want to grow, who want to win, and that ultimately, you know, rubs off on you. Whereas the opposite is also true. If you hang around with people who don't have high standards, don't want to grow, don't want to learn, don't want to get better, that's ultimately the path that you're going to choose to take as well. You know, here we go. You can have everything you want in life if you will help enough people get what they want. That was Zig Ziglar. So I've got that on my little list of principles I like to read each day in the morning. Jim Rohn's obviously a great one as well. Yeah, Tony Robbins, biggest key to success is hunger. You know, little things like this. Oh, here's a great one. I love this one. Greatness is on the other side of all the things that you don't want to do. Discipline buys you the freedom to do what you want. Failure is a requisite for success. All of these ones, you know, I think I've got a list of about 48 here. And so just little things that I'll touch on each day in the morning, like you're saying about.
No, those are great. You were a PE teacher to start with. Can you go back a little bit in your life and share some insights into your mindset, maybe what directed you into education? And I guess this was in the UK, so your system is quite a bit different than it would be in the US, as I'm familiar with. But tell us a little bit about your run-up into education and how long you taught, when you got into it, and just some background there.
Yeah, sure, Russell. So I think it was just ingrained in me. My mum's dad, he was a French teacher and taught at international schools, firstly in the UK and then internationally. And my mum's a teacher. She actually retired in the summer, but she just loves it so much. She's gone back, and she was well overdue retirement anyway. And I think a lot of teachers are like that, and she just loves it. And so I think it was just kind of ingrained. And I was so into sport. And I think every kid's got that dream of becoming a professional sports player, right? And so for me, it was football or soccer, as you'd say in the States. And so, you know, I ultimately, you know, every kid, like I said, gets their heart broken when they realize the dream isn't going to come true. And so I'd realized that. So it was more along the lines of what could I do that involves sport for me, and PE teaching and teaching anything related to sport was the natural kind of path, I think.
You mentioned your book titled Teaching on Your Own Terms, but we didn't talk too much about it. Can you go into that a little bit? Tell us what we might expect from that book. What an average, if the person is not a teacher, is it something they should pursue, or is it?
I think it's applicable to any business. Great. Or any route that people are looking to take, particularly the start of the book. I call it the five to thrive. And this was a routine I actually took from teaching. And so it was more of a mental performance routine. And so the first chapter is about this five to thrive routine that I used to adopt and just set myself up for the day. And it would be little things like gratitude practices, just mental rehearsals, also then physical performance as well, getting my body ready for the day, you know, nutrition, how I was fueling the body as well to, you know, not just to look good, but to feel good and to have the energy to be able to do more. And so I was just sharing that around, you know, how we helped our clients get results, enroll students, deliver an amazing experience for their clients, in that case, students. But they were the same principles that I used in my own business when I was doing personal training. And I simply just took that into the online tutoring space as well. And so they're applicable for everything. You know, so yeah, I think people would get some stuff out of it. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit more about the teacher project itself. How did this come about? Were you still in teaching when you started doing this? Were you out of teaching? Had you written the book already?
And so initially, it was called Teacher Fit Project. And I was helping teachers in the schools improve their productivity, their energy, how they were just showing up and looking after their own physical and mental well-being so they could show up better for their students and improve their work-life balance. And about, this was probably March 2019, I was at a conference in San Francisco, and someone said to me, I was saying, a lot of teachers just can't afford to buy my coaching program online. And I said, it makes sense because if I was a teacher, I wouldn't have been able to invest what I was charging for the coaching program. So they said to me, so you've got a way, you've got to find a way to help the teachers make more money. And so that got me thinking. I'm essentially teaching sport, which I was teaching in the school online. I'm going to take the math teachers, the science teachers, the French teachers, what geography, humanities, and help them teach their students online. And so I spent 2019 putting together this program of what I thought was going to work. And to be honest, Russell, I didn't dare launch it and press go. So no one's going to want this. And because I'd already tried doing it for the clientele I did have in the Teacher Fit Project, and they all said, no, we're not interested in that. So I thought, oh, I thought you definitely would be, but they weren't. And so they obviously were just interested in the fitness side and what they'd signed up for. And so this wasn't appealing to them. And then it was when the pandemic happened, of course, all the schools all over the world shut down. And because I'd already learned how to get clients in that online business, I thought I'd just take the same principles and I'll launch this side to the business. And it was a lot of good timing for sure. But also I was ready at that time to do it too. And then it's grown really well since. And you know, we're really proud of the amount of teachers that we've been able to serve and help since then. So we just had our 5-year anniversary in March.
Are there any of the books we haven't talked about that you think you'd like to mention and suggest for our listeners?
Yeah, one of the main ones that we actually send out to our clients when they enroll into our teacher coaching program is the One Thing by Gary Keller. And we send that out because I feel that a lot of people just don't get out of their in a just don't get out of their own way, and they don't move forwards is because they're trying to focus on too many things. You brought this up at the start when you were talking about entrepreneurs trying to do so much. And Gary Keller breaks it down really well. And I remember when I read this book, I still use a lot of this. This was back in when I was teaching. So, but still implement a lot of the principles. And it's just really making sure that you probably heard the saying, less is more, right? And just focusing on one thing each and every single day, clearing your schedule and moving the needle forwards like that. So you avoid that kind of analysis paralysis type of thing. And we've just found that to be so effective, and we'll give it to our clients, the teachers, and it really helps them prioritize building the business whilst they're still in the classroom, for example. So if the listeners here have got projects that they want to work on, but they're working their businesses or whatever it is they're looking to try, and it might not just be a project, it could be family things or whatever it is you're aspiring to do. I found that book was huge. It's just making sure you can get out of your own way, simplify things, and even just get 1% better every single day. And that's what it's about. One Thing by Gary Keller.
It's a great recommendation. That's not one that's come up in my conversations before, and I'm not familiar with the book, so it's something I certainly need to look for and take advantage of. Thank you for that. So I want to have a final few questions that I always put out there for the users and I want to, or our listeners, and I want to have plenty of time for you to elaborate, but no pressure for you to continue on for 7 minutes if you don't have
No worries.
the
I'll
desire to do
see
so.
what I got.
But my last two questions, I'll give them both to you and then just let you run with them in whatever way you want. What are some of the indispensable habits that you have. If there's something I missed, if there's a point of information that I missed that you'd like to tag on the end, or a closing piece of advice, a final recommendation you might make for something for our listeners, can you combine all those points into a few paragraphs? And I think when you get through that, we'll be pretty much on the target for time-wise.
Sure. So in terms of the mantras, I normally adapt it each year to see if there's anything I can add into it. The general framework stays the same, but just how can I enhance it? So this year, normally the first thing is always silence for me, with AirPods in, and just to really get grounded. And so I always listen to Hans Zimmer's Inception song from the soundtrack Time. It's the first thing I listen to every single day. You know, when you load up your phone and it says most listened to songs or whatever on Apple, that's been top for years. And so I listen to that every single day without fail. Complete silence. And this year, what I've done is I'm using a red light therapy panel. So I'm doing the silence in front of the red light therapy to help with recovery, you know, and just improve overall well-being. And so I'm using that. And then from there, I'm writing three things down every day without fail in my journal, three things that I'm grateful for, writing the one thing down that I'm going to do today. Sometimes I do it the night before, but if I haven't, after I've read the three things, it'll be that one thing from Gary Keller. So I'll implement that. And then really from there, it's Daily Stoic. Read the latest day in the Daily Stoic. And then it's straight downstairs to read. And so that'll be the next thing, is study. And so you asked as well, what would be one thing advice as well for the listeners? I was just going to say, I'd be invest into learning and don't stop trying to learn and improve yourself. And so that first 30 minutes of study for me never gets missed in the day. So I like to read. For other people, it doesn't have to be reading, right? It could be listening to an audiobook, it could be watching a YouTube video or listening to the podcast, it could be anything like that, it could be listening to this. I like to read, and so I just make sure I've got that study in there, that self-improvement. So that'd be the one thing, is like, don't ignore that, like, work on you first. Yeah. So that would be that. And then from there, it's the, like I said, the exercise. And so, for example, today I didn't exercise how I would normally exercise, because just feel inside of my body felt really tired. We'd been away for 2 weeks prior in Denver for our event, so I hadn't had my usual routine. And so this Monday was the first day I got back into it. And so my body was feeling a little bit sore after Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so I just went for a walk today and then went to the pool and did a swim. And so that wouldn't be usually what I would do, but it's still the principle of doing something physically to set yourself up. So that's kind of the morning mantras or whatever that I have, you know. And so yeah, that's the foundation, the solid routine of being able to keep going even when things aren't going well, is just relying on that to get yourself in the right frame of mind.
That's great. It astounds me as I go through more and more in conversations and interviews, how things repeat themselves and the process of what successful people do on a regular basis, and the discipline that they bring to it, but the actual things they're doing, the mindfulness, the practices you do. I hadn't heard of red light therapy. I'll have to look at that, and many other things there that are great pieces of advice for our listeners. So listeners, this was Elliot Phillips, author, entrepreneur, businessman, coach, PE teacher, husband, father.
Yep.
Did we cover that?
Father of three. Yeah.
Father of three. Thank you so much for your time. I learned a lot. I enjoyed this immensely. I hope you have great success with your book and the teacher project, and thank you for the work you're doing for the teachers that so oftentimes they go unrecognized and they don't have resources. So I think you're providing a great service to a well-deserving audience. Listeners, this was The Science of Self. Elliot Phillips, don't forget to check him out on YouTube, as well as, is it theteacherproject.com?
Teacherproject.io.
Thank you very much. And listeners, we'll see you again next week. Thanks for joining us today.